Time right now to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, and appraise this. Of course, they're at Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com. But right now, they're right here on the radio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. So we've got a threefer here. Jill will be joining us in just a few minutes. Dropping
so
in.
Biggest, most important question, what are you wearing to trick or treat tomorrow?
I am just wearing myself. I'm scary enough in the dark.
We have a tradition. What we do is we live in a community where the majority of the residents are grandparents. So we don't really we have maybe two trick or treaters, and we've been we've had two of the same trick or treaters ever since they were 4 years old, and now they're 12 or 13. So every year what we do is we set out in our driveway with a little table with just a little candy on it and several bottles of wine so that when the parents and the neighbors go by, instead of trick-or-treating, they can stop in for a glass of wine. So that's what we do tomorrow. But we will be in costume.
So what costumes? I was going to say, now I want to hear this. I hear maybe from Mr. Luke there.
Well, we have to be. Yeah. We have to. We have costumes this year where Tim is a bottle of Cabernet and I'm a wedge of Swiss cheese. So we're okay. Wine and cheese.
Well, you need somebody to be a knife.
Oh, I have the knife with me.
It comes with the cheese spreader.
And you know the cheese. You know what they say, the cheese does stand alone.
That's right. Well, does Mr. Wine come with the glass as well?
Well,
no.
I provide that.
Yeah, it's an interesting vintage, though, the Cabernet costume that he has. It's an interesting varietal. It's called Foreplay.
Yeah, you give a little, get a little.
So it's an adult costume.
I would think it is.
Yeah, we had a couple parties this weekend, so we debuted that, and it'll make its final appearance on Halloween.
Well, Halloween at my house is there's nobody. I have one little kid lives by me, but most of the kids trick or treat in town, so I just shut down the lights and I pull all the shades so the dogs don't go crazy when cars go by,
right.
And. And then I hope for the best when I come out that that there's no pumpkin smashed in front of my house.
Right. Don't have that. But we did want to talk about, there was something that happened at auction last week, which was pretty amazing. There was a portrait that was done in the style of 17th, 18th century painters, and it was created by artificial intelligence. And it was the first that was offered at a major auction house, and it was sold at Christie's, I think it was last Thursday, and it was estimated at, I think, $7,000 to $10,000. And Greg,
yes.
What did it ultimately sell for?
It sold for a whopping $432,500.
So close to $500,000.
And no human hand touched it, so it was...
No, wait. Repeat that. It sold for $400,000.
Yeah,
$432,500.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What idiot bought that?
Wasn't me.
No, but there's a number of, you know, they created this whole. What they did is they entered into the computer all of the different. Brush strokes and things of all the famous painters, and they created an algorithm out of, like, you know, of course this is very scientific. There was so much that went into this, and they also didn't they Greg they created a family tree that they did these portraits, and they did a whole thing where they had, you know, just like they would have done in the, you know, 17th century, so 18th century, you know, where
no,
it was.
Actually goes back. It spans
further?
From the 14th. Yeah. And from the 14th up to the 20th century.
To the 20th.
And it was,
okay.
Three artists, I guess. One of them was Hugo Dupree or Cassels Dupree. And then there was another one named Pierre Fortrel. and then Gautier-Vanier. So they between the three of them, they came up with this family tree, and they came up with an algorithm. And the painting is actually signed with the instead of the art. Well, the artist is actually a mathematical.
It looks like E equals M.
MC squared.
MC squared. Like some. It's a longer thing.
And they're serious about it. I mean, I think it was kind of clever that they had a signature was a formula, a mathematical formula. But
which Marshall has a question and I have a question. So Marshall, go first. Hello.
So
hey, Jill.
So who created this? Are they private individuals, a think tank, a nonprofit, or are they just lucky that they struck big?
No, I think they act from what I've read, it was something that was done. Yeah, it was done.
It was a college project. It was a master's project that they were working on to see if they could do something. They did, and of course, Christie's thought, well, yeah, let's put it out there. Let's see, get good press. Let's just see what happens.
And how much again? How much did it sell for?
Well, it was estimated at $7,000 to $10,000, and it sold for $432,500.
Well, yeah, $432,500.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to the bathroom to puke. Oh, pardon me. I'll be back.
There's a lot of money out there that needs to be allocated, and I guess
there's
that's
money in the market, but it's also
Here we are again talking about a piece of art that was hyped and was manufactured to.
It's the first out there too, so it is the first, and that's what's going to that'll continue to be. You know, when it's the first out there, that will continue to have that label, that moniker, that wow, here this is great. So, you know, that also affects its value. That's the context of the piece, is that others will come up, but will they do as well? That's the next question. And believe me, don't you think that team is going to be working on a couple more to bring to auction if they can make that kind of money? So
yes,
we'll
but
see.
it will be interesting to see if you know as it
yeah.
Whether this is a new school exactly whether this is a new
yeah.
school of art or whether it's just hey this was cool
yeah,
we talked about it.
But you know what I find in what I find what I find amazing is. For years and years and years and years, there have been hundreds and thousands and millions of artists who have taken art classes when they've retired, they've painted as a hobby. And if you look at this painting, the painting is horrendously ugly. And there are so many more talented artists
yes, but
who
Greg,
this
I think it's
as
more,
an avocation that could have sold.
Right, but it's a novelty. And you know what? People buy novelties. People put money into something that's novel. And the big question, this is what Jill was saying, is there sustainability? Is this going to happen? And that's what the future will tell. But we're watching this because it's just fascinating to see. Again, you know, I said this when I started auctioneering. I am amazed at what people will put their hands in the air for and how much money they will pay for stuff. And, you know, you watch this, you see, is it a fad or is it a trend? And that's what we're going to find out. But this was something that just hit the auction market. And this is right up there with the virtual, you know, it's artificial intelligence doing this. It's up there with Bitcoin. It's up there. We're right on the beginnings of all of this. And we'll see in the next couple of years how this all translates into the marketplace.
Well, now, someone's going to do a first statue or something like that. You wait and see.
Oh, it'll be a 3D printer.
Yeah, a 3D printer. They'll do a statue, and they'll make another $450,000. I think if I can get my hand on a 3D printer, maybe I'll make something.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Make that plane
that's what
that you designed.
Do.
But I.
Based
again.
On radio waves from all of your radio programming.
I've got algorithms, I'll tell you.
I bet you do.
I think that it's. I think we're having just seen a New York Times article that tells you if you walk for 10 minutes a day, get some air, oh, and get some sleep, you will be healthier and live longer. You know, having just circled back to that, duh, I'm waiting to, you know.
I can just see it now.
Boom, bust.
Vincent Van Gogh. Oh.
Yes.
Computer.
Oh, yeah.
Computer, paint me an apple.
There's a commercial already, the Progressive, I believe, with this kid, just like a total drone thing. But it's
right.
challenging because because as someone whose credit cards apparently are being replaced weekly since they're being hacked, you know, as these big outfits try to retrofit their security, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
We're having to return, and you know, messing everything up. We're sort of having to return to a basic analog system while they're getting it together.
While they're pulling it all together. But to go back to what Marshall was saying, is that imagine the implications in the future. An artist can enter in all of their work and then really say to the computer, oh, make create a landscape, create a portrait. And they would do it in the style that they that artist did, if they could enter that and really break it down to these algorithms. So
yeah,
there's this is interesting stuff that's happening.
I mean, yes, and individuality speaking, no.
Oh, I know.
Well,
exactly.
And if you go from the bizarre to the even, dare I say it, bizarre-er. There is, you know, here's the thing about the artificial intelligence painting. But coming up, there is an artist by the name of Mark Quinn from England, who is in the process of creating a sculpture from the blood of 5,000 individuals. And it's supposed to be installed next September at the New York Public Library's main branch. And the work is going to be called Odyssey. And it consists of two identical metric tons of frozen human blood. And it's supposed to represent, the fundamental point is that it's supposed to represent that we're all equal under the skin. So, you know, there you go. Try to buy that and put it in your living room. So how much is, you know what I'm saying? So it's just getting crazier and crazier in the art world. What's going on anyway?
Well, it's the same thing that's going on in the world in general.
I've got two words for you.
Usually
other
a direct
than,
reflection.
That's true. Got two words for you other than goodbye. Ready?
Yeah.
Damien Hirst.
Yes, amen. That's true. That's exactly right.
All right. Well,
again, novelty, and with artificial intelligence, it's all about Jules Verne. So there you have it for today.
I should be worth $1 million because my teachers have told me over the years that I had artificial intelligence in one form or another.
wrong kind of artificial.
I'm going to sell him. All right.
All right,
you're going to auction him.
We'll speak to you guys next week.
You.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Thanks.
Happy Halloween.
Take care, guys. Bye. Happy Halloween.
Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack, TQAG.com on the web.